The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today, we're going to be talking about the Kingston Land Trust and all the amazing work that they do. The Kingston Land Trust is a nonprofit organization that protects environmentally and socially significant land for the common good. And our guest is Shaniqua Bowden. She's the head of cultural engagement for Kingston Land Trust. Shaniqua is a 7-year Kingston resident who first fell in love with green space as a kid in her hometown of South Boston, Virginia. She later moved to New York City, where she studied communications and liberal arts. She's a proud mom, an active entrepreneur dedicated to ensuring Kingston is a well-rounded community, and has come to Kingston Land Trust to assist in their mission of sharing public land access to all. Shaniqua has also worked on Black History Month Kingston, My Kingston Kids, and she hosts a weekly radio show called The Nubian Cafe on Radio Kingston. Welcome, Shaniqua.
Thank you. Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Great to be here.
It's great to have you. For our listeners that might not be familiar with Kingston Land Trust, can you go over a little bit about how and why it got started?
Sure. I'll say that the Kingston Land Trust has probably been going for about 12 years now. So for the last 2 years, the Kingston Land Trust has had staff for the first time. Prior to that, it was all volunteer run by the board of the Kingston Land Trust. And if for anyone who knows Kevin McAvoy, he's like the oldest running member of the board for the Kingston Land Trust, as well as Sarah Brainerd is the chair. The board chair. So, a lot of those folks, a lot of the members of the board, have been holding it down for all this time. Basically, the land trust, protects land, environmentally and socially significant land for the common good. And with that, we're talking about, land that's ecologically significant. So, I don't know if there's any scientists at heart that's listening, but in terms of, ecologically, a place being ecologically friendly or ecologically sound, we have protected some swamplands. And I think for those folks, you'll get a sense of, how these different organisms are very important to our environment. I think that's something that we often take for granted and we don't pay attention to. Some of us is like, oh, a bug, but everyone has a job here and we're all doing a job together,
Absolutely. When I was a town supervisor in Marbletown, we did a comprehensive biodiversity study of the town to really get a better sense of what our natural environment really was all about, and to gain greater appreciation for that.
Absolutely. I mean, so that's not like technically my area of study, but, I, as a layperson, I do know it exists behind the scenes, and it's something that I definitely strive to respect.
Mm-hmm. And aside from ecological land value, there are a lot of other areas, right, that are worthy of preservation, like heritage sites, trails, et cetera, right? Those kinds of things.
Yes. I mean, I think everyone can understand the need for open space. Mm-hmm. It's just like the need for having a park or, especially while we're going through COVID right now, we're understanding more and more how important it is to have a place to go where you can get fresh air and kind of just reflect, for your own mental health. So that's big. And so thankfully, Kingston is like this, I call it, the best of both worlds. It's a small city, but all around we have open lands, farmland, as well as like some of the lands that we protect. I guess everyone should be familiar with the Kingston Green Line, which is a project that we were working on in in partnership with the city and county. And, you know, it's a long strip of trails that go, it even connects to the Empire State Trail, which goes all the way up into Canada. So mm-hmm. I like to say that's a lot of walking at the end of the day. But. Mm-hmm.
And one that I've been personally involved in the county and the county health department is the Midtown Linear Park, which is basically part of that trail system. It runs parallel to Broadway. Yes. And believe it or not, the Kingston Midtown community has never had an actual outdoor recreational area. And so it serves that purpose in terms of exercise and having a linear park for people to exercise and to enjoy. But it also connects people in that community to a large supermarket in the Kingston Plaza, which they've never had access to before.
Exactly. So as we talk about food deserts or, you know, as we acknowledge the food desert in Midtown, you know, we now have something that definitely condenses the neighborhood and you can get to Hannaford's in minutes, you know, or that entire plaza. And you can use it for even more than that. You can get to the Rondout area, to the, you know, the waterfront as mm-hmm. well. So.
Mm-hmm. And and Kingston Land Trust has also been involved in preserving some heritage sites, right? Would you like to highlight a few of those?
Yes. I was just doing a broadcast that we called Land and Resilience. And this particular, the guest that we had this week, Engine, our friends from Engine is hosting a fundraiser this Friday for the Burial Ground film that the Kingston Land Trust and Harambe is raising funds for. But with that, you know, it talks about the, we are telling the story of the land, you know, and we're telling it through the documentary. It was a whirlwind in 2019 for all of us to, you know, band together as a community and protect that land. And that was big. I mean, it was the biggest fundraising campaign that we've launched. Mm-hmm. And we raised over $100,000 to protect that land. So
wow. And what is that land? Can you describe that a little bit, the background of that one, that particular project?
Yes. So the Pine Street African Burial Ground, we're talking about, you know, a burial ground, an African burial ground, rather, that was just hidden in someone's backyard. So wow. The property was originally deemed as, you know, residential. And for the most part, no one knew it was there. Efforts had been started like years and years ago, maybe in 96, to protect the land, and they fell through. So again, we were able to launch a larger campaign that, you know, folks really got on board to participate. And with the community, we were able to purchase that land. And we're looking at how we can transfer ownership to Harambe. And Scenic Hudson was also a big part of the fundraising efforts for that land as well. And so since then, the land has gone through a process with it was a partnership with the YMCA Farm Project, mm-hmm. where they brought in a team of youth to sort of look at what would it be to design like a sacred site. You know, what does that mean, a sacred site? What is appropriate to have on a sacred site? How would you identify, you know, such a site?
Right.
And that was a long journey. And the story is just beautiful how it unfolds, really.
What a great learning opportunity. I remember visiting a site in Hyde Park that a friend of mine was involved in. And it was a northern terminal of the Underground Railroad. And it was really interesting. They were doing archaeological digs there and doing much of the same. And it's really so important to preserve that heritage. And it's a great learning experience for our young people. Really amazing. Now, I know also that you get involved in community gardens and those types of projects too, right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. The Kingston Land Trust has been a part of an urban gardening group here in Kingston. Again, that's in collaboration with the YMCA Farm Project and with the city, with GrowWell Kingston also. And so, you know, almost like in light of COVID-19, when it first started, folks were like, you know, folks didn't know where their meals would be coming from on a consistent basis. And what better use of the land than to go out and grow your own food and be as autonomous as you can, you know, in a pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people in the community who wanted to see urban gardening like return as an initiative got together. And I think Novo was also in on that. And so all these organizations and people came together and, you know, we were able to, like, if you're interested, have a raised garden bed right in your backyard or front yard.
Wow. That's so great. Especially in an urban environment. I know that,
exactly.
You know, I know that the YMCA has done a lot of work, you know, as you mentioned, their farm project, but also with their starfish program and exposing young people, little ones to what it means to grow your own food and to try new fruits and vegetables that they may not have ever experienced before, and getting exposed to that and even getting involved, getting their hands in the dirt and making that connection between food and where it comes from and how it supports healthy families and healthy communities. And we want to learn a lot more about Kingston Land Trust's contribution to mitigating food insecurity and even some of the housing issues. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston, and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals. Right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Be New York tough. Mask up, America.
This is a public service announcement from the New York State Smokers Quit Line. For a limited time and while supplies last, we are offering up to 3 months of nicotine gum free for those looking to quit smoking or vaping. Shipping is included. Most will qualify for the offer. Tell your family and friends who smoke or vape to call 1-866-NY-QUITS or 1-866-697-8487 or visit nysmokefree.com to apply for the nicotine gum today.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
Real products are tested for safety.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by NCPC and the USPTO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we're talking with Shaniqua Bowden, the head of cultural engagement at the Kingston Land Trust, and all the amazing work that they're doing in and around the greater Kingston community. Shaniqua, before the break, we were talking about Kingston Land Trust's efforts to mitigate food insecurity and the connections to the food and the land. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, as you were mentioning how great it is to get the youth involved with the land and get their hands in the dirt and just building that familiarity, it made me think about, you know, our capitalistic society that we currently live in, how we're always looking at land as a commodity. And so one of the things that we like to promote at the Land Trust is like the spiritual aspect of making that connection with the land and how the land is actually, you know, a living being. And, you know, earlier we talked about all of the bugs and plants that come together to, you know, create this ecological system that works for us, you know, for the greater good of humans and everyone who lives here. And so I just think it's important to recognize that the land is a living being and that, you know, we should definitely be promoting that connection. We should be looking at the land as a relative and promoting that at all times.
Mm-hmm. And you, when people want to get interested in growing food on their land, or even if they don't have land and maybe connecting up with others, you make provisions for that too, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I'll say in light of COVID-19, we've done a lot to sort of reinvent ourselves. One being definitely our land matching program, which is big. So for people who, you know, are in Kingston and don't have access to land, we found a way to pair those people up with folks who have land in excess. You know, there are folks out here who have, I met a man who has 150 acres that's underutilized. And it's lovely. But at some point, you know, he has recognized the vision that we brought about, which is that there are so many folks here that don't have the privilege and access to that sort of you know, acreage. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they're able to basically come up with an agreement, you know, where someone can use that land without the exchange of money, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can use that land for a number of things now. I mean, your imagination can go wild, but for the most part, gardening, we definitely encourage anyone who wants to learn more about gardening to get out there and get their hands in the dirt. And, you know, so you would have a place to grow your own food. But also, you know, if you just need respite, if you just need to go out and just enjoy land, you can also have a land matching situation for that as well. You know, bring the kids, let them get some fresh air, let them run, mm-hmm. All types of things. I mean, some people dance, some people play music, you know, anything that you want to do on the land can be done through the land matching program.
That's really wonderful. Now, if someone who has never grown a garden before says to themselves, okay, I'd love to do this for myself and my family, but I don't even know where to start or how to do it, how do you address that?
Yeah, well, I'll say you can start by visiting the KingstonLandTrust.org. You can find out a lot about what we're doing to help with that. One of the things is, again, we're part of the Urban Gardening Group. So through that, you're able to just like simply fill out a one-page application and apply for help, you know, and you can get that kind of support where someone will come to your home or to your yard and, you know, build a raised bed for you. In addition to that, I myself have been hosting a series called Land and Resilience, and that takes place every first and third Wednesday of the month. And through that, I've just been like interviewing all kinds of people in the community who have brought about radical like land-based solutions and telling folks how to grow, like what are the first steps, you know, what are some tricks of the trade, such as splicing and, mm-hmm. you know, how can you splice a tree and grow five other trees without having to purchase each individual one. And we've also been growing fruit trees on our land. So there's a lot that we're doing in that regard.
Wow, that's really great. And then with access to tools and those kinds of things, you can help out with that, right? Sharing tools.
Absolutely.
And resources.
Definitely share tools and resources. And we also want to encourage anyone who has an excess of tools and or resources to reach out to us, because we also take in-kind donations such as that.
And there you go. Yeah, I have a garage full of tools and power tools. Like some of them only used once.
Yeah, so you know how it can be, you know?
Start accumulating those tools.
I'll tell you, I was living at the Lace Mill here in Kingston. Mm-hmm. It's an artist community.
Yeah,
wonderful,
sure.
Wonderful. And so as I started this series, Land and Resilience, I was using my own tips. You know, I had started growing for the first time. The Kingston Land Trust has land at the South Pine Street Farm, mm-hmm. where we have a number of garden beds, you know, divvied up throughout the community. And I got to be one of those folks who inherited a bed. And it was my first time growing a garden here in Kingston. It was amazing, an amazing experience. I had so much help.
And I bet you made a lot of new friends doing that too, right? I mean, there's just something about community, about building friendships and community through that kind of work that's so fundamental to life, right? That's just really, yes. really wonderful.
Yes, I'll tell you that my daughter attends George Washington Montessori School, and they have a community garden there. And so my bed being on South Pine Street is pretty much right down the road. And so there were folks at the George Washington School that would contact me knowing that I had this garden bed and say, hey, we have an excess of raspberries, or we have an excess of, seedlings. If you want to come pick up some, you can take them to your garden, or I will come to your garden and help give you support and advice on how to grow something, or mm-hmm. the spacing between plants. And mm-hmm. so I never felt alone, which was great. I mean, because I'm just like, one day I just decided to get off the couch and do this thing, you know?
Right. And really anybody can do it. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to, right? I mean, you can get started, and you can get plenty of help from Kingston Land Trust and others in the community. And there's no better time to start than now.
Yes.
Especially during these times, challenging times. And speaking of challenging times, we know that housing is an increasingly challenging issue all over the country, and certainly right here in Ulster County. Shaniqua, I know the Kingston Land Trust is involved in the housing challenge in Ulster County, which is significant. Can you talk a little bit about that and about your community partners with that?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I mean, one of the things that we realized is that, you know, when people are working on their survival, they have very little time and opportunity to take advantage of any of the other programs and, you know, resources that we're sharing, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to, help people by way of growing land, you know, right in their own yard. I mean, it's what our land does. So why not take advantage of that, right? The natural process. mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Kingston Land Trust was a part of the Rapid Rehousing Group, and that was started by the Real Kingston's Tenant Union. And so with that, we identified the need for efficiency cottages. And that is a project that we'd like to see come to fruition here in Kingston for folks who are unhoused. With that, we applied to Bard College and was accepted to start a collaboration with the Bard MBA in sustainability. And they are working with us to create an open source triple bottom line housing business plan. And that is something that, you know, when it's complete, can be shared with anyone to use. And just to explain a little bit more about that, you know, not only would there be efficiency cottages for the unhoused to utilize and then have housing, you know, safe and adequate housing, we're talking about the ability for people to also live in right relationship with the land. So that would be like an educational component that's tacked on, you know, utilizing solar energy. Again, the principles of permaculture, you know, growing food on the land that they live on, you know, so that would be an entire
a really holistic integrated approach. That's so creative and wonderful. That's really great. Shaniqua, you know, we are unfortunately, whenever we have a great guest such as yourself and a great topic, we always run short on time. So before we do, you have some special events, and I also want you to give our listeners a way to get in touch with you and find more information.
Yes, for sure. I did want to highlight the fact that this Friday, InGen, our friends from InGen, is having a fundraiser regarding the Burial Ground documentary. So if anyone has an opportunity to donate to that or be a part of that event, please do so. You can find it on our Facebook page at the Kingston Land Trust. You can also find it at Harambe's Facebook page. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can always send an email to staff@kingstonlandtrust.org. And our phone number is 845-877-LAND. L-A-N-D. So we encourage you to, you know, contact us with any ideas that you may have that's concerning the land. We're always interested.
That's really great. Shaniqua, the work that you and your colleagues do is truly amazing and invaluable to our community. And, you know, we are We are grateful for your work and your colleagues' work, and it's really terrific. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on Healthy Ulster Radio.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Stay safe and be well. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.